Let's begin Bachel Amit Tess in the base. Says the Oshar Afro, says this man, these are the psukim. This man, Shakraham, Mirachim, Esamahim, Manhim, Oimim.
Where?
Amit Tess on the base.
I have that.
It's about two-thirds down.
I'm looking at Nazir.
This man, Shakraham, Mirachim, Esamahim, Manhim, Oimim. Do you say these psukim?
Minik spink not. That's the reason it's a fast duchen. They don't say no. The inserts.
Do they sink?
They don't prolong with their singing because there's nothing to be said.
See, Chaim, when they don't sing, they don't sing either. It's very yivarech.
No, but do they say the inserts?
No, do they say no? They don't. Mm-hmm. They do not.
Mm-hmm. I grew up saying it, but minik spink and they don't say it. That's it.
They see today people don't say it.
Did you know minik spink they duchen by neila also? Believe it or not, they duchen by neila. Could you believe it? Where did you see that? Here they do it.
Wow.
No, forgive me, not by the Ila. By Mencha they duchen. Show me a show where you duchen at Mencha.
Yom Tif, on a regular Yom Tif?
No, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Not Ila. Mencha they duchen. Show me that. You have no show. I've never seen any
okay, Let's learn. Mencha l'shal shagolim. We are over here. Birchas Kehanim.
So how many lines from on top or the bottom?
Two thirds down. Okay. Oh, here we go. Birchas Birchas Hashem. Four. Over here is still some of Zion. Here we go. But Man Shachrei Hanim Bevachem Esam Ma'hein Oymrim. What do the people say when the Kohen says?
I'm forgiving. Could you show me? I don't have.
Bizman. Here, right here. Bizman.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's try to go very quickly.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
45
yeah.
minutes. We have to do two daf because not tomorrow.
Bizman Shachrei.
Bizman Shachrei. When the Kohen Kohen Bevachem Esam Ma'hein Oymrim. What do the people in the audience say? Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Chista. Why did the Gemara just go look in the Siddur? Mr. Lubel, why did the Gemara ask this question?
Yeah, but we don't have this Gersa.
Why didn't the Gemara open up the article Siddur?
We don't have this Gersa. This is the Baruch
Hashem.
No?
Nay.
So what do they say? So the Gemara, they don't know.
Baruch Hashem, Malach, Gemara, Kainach.
Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar. Do you notice Rabbi Zera is the one that does all the talking over here? Rabbi Zera? He's the guy who's all the talking. That's why we are Zera, Amar Chista. Baruch Hashem, Malach, Gibori Hashem. They say this pasuk on the side of the Gemara.
But it's not printed in the Siddur.
Ois Gimel, Tilim Kuf Gimel. And you look over here in the Siddur, it's Tilim Kuf, Kuf, whatever, Ois Gimel, Ois Gimel, Kuf Gimel. And when we're in the article, we say different things. See,
totally different.
We don't say these things. We say Kuf Chof Gimel. Okay? So we don't do this. We don't do this today, it seems. This thing, for some reason, is not done by it. I don't know why. They say, Baruch Hashem Malachov, bless Hashem His angels, Gibori Koyach V'goymer. Baruch Hashem Kol Tzivaov, all of the hosts, Misharsav, those that serve Hashem, Oisei Ritzoynoi. Baruch Hashem Kol Masav, B'chol Mokomos Mem Shaltoi. Baruch Hinafsi As Hashem, period. Okay, so they say this Mizma, this Pasa Gimel, this is in Tilim. These are consecutive Sukkim in Tilim. On the side of the Gemara, it says Tilim Kuf Gimel from Pasuk Kaf to Pasuk Chavez. So they go through the sequence of Sukkim.
Yeah.
Okay, why? Because all of these Sukkim mention blessing. The same way that the Kohanim are blessing us, the Klal Yisrael, they also say Pesukim a blessing, and the angel should bless Hashem.
Yeah.
Okay, now, but next. But
this
is what they say during the weekday. Well, we just read now.
Shabbat doesn't mean the weekday.
No, that's next. Until now, what we learned with the verse until now, that's the psukim that the people said. No, not Yom Tov, during the Chol, the weekday. They used to have dirchas come in the Beis HaMikdash
I'm sorry.
And
yeah.
What about Shabbos? Yeah. Shabbos, Hechel Madrego. What do they say on Shabbos? B'Shabbata, B'Musfe, D'Shabbata,
B'Musfe,
Shabbos, Ma'amim, Amravasi, Shem Alois. Like by Marv over here. You like when they say Shem Alois by Marv over here?
Shem Alois in Barchas.
Is that fun? Is the Kedai to come just for that? They don't say that in the Young Israel, Shem Alois.
They don't.
Shem Alus, Hine Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Kol Avdei Hashem, V'goymer. Su'u Yidechem Kodesh, U'Baruch Hu, again, all these have in common, what all these things have in common? We have in common over here, blessing, Baruch
Hashem, Si'en Shoichem Shleim Aliyah.
Su'u Yidechem Kodesh, U'Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Mitzion, Shoichem Yishleim, Haluka, Favorite, in effect, Amar, V'Lei Manami, Yivarech Hashem Mitzion, why, let them say also, Yivarech Hashem Mitzion, in other words, what's the Gemara's Kasha, they should continue what they were saying during the week. Right? Yivarech Hashem Mitzion, 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 Yivarech takes you back to Kuf Lamed Dalid. No, there's a question. Why do they, at the end, what do they say? They say on Musaf, they say from Mizmar, Kuf Lamed Dalid, and then at the end they say Kuf Lamed Hey. Frek the Gemar, why are you skipping to Mizmar Kuf Lamed Hey when you did not yet finish Kuf Lamed Dalid?
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's saying Psukim in Mizmar Kuf Lamed Dalid, and the last pasuk you skip to Kuf Lamed Hey. You want me to illustrate? Let's illustrate this. Okay, we'll go
you
over
don't
back.
Think Sralim is on? He wants to
oh,
go.
I forgot to call him. You're right. Sorry. Totally forgot. No, you're right. You're right. Totally forgot. That's right.
He knows about it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. Terrible.
Maybe he hung up already.
Yeah, could be hung up already. Here we go. I'm so excited Mr. Goldberg came. It's like a Ram Shiyamtif. Okay, here we go.
You know, it's nice and quiet when you make the shiur earlier.
So you want to make it every night earlier?
It's up to him. He's the boss.
I don't mind. Maybe like 8-ish, 8?
Recording in progress.
It's not here. Maybe.
Mishrashi and Uncle is here. He gets maybe, from 7 to 8.
Maybe he went away. Maybe he came and left. Could be he left. All right. It is what it is.
Okay. Talking about Lehman?
Yeah.
He was here. He put these plates on the table.
A short while ago. And then what happened?
Then he left.
Packed out. Okay, I sent him. Fine. Vite. Let's go, okay. Vite.
Okay. So why do we leave out this?
So over here to the Mizmar Kuf. Let's just clarify this point over here. Kuf Lamed Gimel Kuf Lamed Dalet Shrem Aloi Sinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Hoyim Dim Beves Hashem Balela Sui Dechem Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Hashem. And then what do you do next? Kuf Lamed Dalet. And the last pasuk is, and then you say Yivarech Hashem Mitzion Oisei Shemayim Varetz. Yivarech Hashem Mitzion Oisei Shemayim Varetz. That's also in this mizmah. That's good. That's Kuf Lamed Dalet. So what's the most kasha? No, we skip that pasuk. We then go to Kuf Lamed Hey, the very end. So there was his akasha. Kuf Lamed Dalet is a very short mizmar. There are only 3 psukim.
Yeah.
And you have to have 3 psukim, one for the first blessing, Yivarechacha, one for the second blessing, Yoer, and one for the third blessing, Yisa. So after the first blessing, they say the first pasuk. After the second blessing, they say the second pasuk. And then everything is on track. Because now there's one more pasuk left in Mizmar Kuf Lamed Dalet, and there's one more blessing of Yisra Hashem Panav Elecha V'yaseim Lecha Shalom. But what happens? We skip. We skip the last pasuk in that Mizmar. We skip it. And we go to the next Mizmar, all the way at the very end. We skip all the way down to the very end. Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shechen Yerushalayim Halleluka. For Ekta Gemara, why did you skip? If you already said pasuk 1, pasuk 2, and there's one more pasuk left in Mizmar Kuf Lamed Dalet, so who told you to skip? That's Gemara's kasha. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so what do you say on the Musaf? What do you say? The Musaf de Shabbat Mahin Aimim Omar Rav Asi Shri Amale Sinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Sui Dechem Kodesh Baruch Hashem. And then we skip. We skip to the next mizmar.
You know the following. You mean the next kapitel starts. Baruch
Hashem Mitzion. The pasuk Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shechen Yerushalayim Halleluka is at the end of the next.
Oh, there's something in between.
Yeah, there's a lot in between.
What comes after?
Baruch Hashem. Baruch. Look here. Let me show you inside the siddur.
Yeah.
Here there are 3 psukim. There is Shem Aleph.
Oh, I see.
Baruch
That's
Hashem.
The first one. Chaim we're talking about Mitzvah Shabbat.
Here's the second one. The second one is Su'udechem Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Hashem.
Yeah.
Now, what's the third pasuk? So, wouldn't it make sense that the last bracha
That's
should be Yerecha?
So
we skip, we go to the end of Kuf, the very end of Kuf Lamed Hey. Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shechen Yusham Haluka. On Shabbos.
So the Kashi is right.
Why are you skipping the obvious pasuk right in front of you and go to Kuf Lamed Hey and go to the end of Kuf Lamed Hey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, I never knew that. I never knew this. We don't even say this altogether. Because in our Sidurim, we don't even say this. We don't say
the Leiman Nami Yerach Hashem Mitzion.
So why don't we say this? Frank the Gemara. Why don't we? The Leiman Nami Yerach Hashem Mitzion. The Chesiv Hunyan, which written the Kuf Lamed, which written the previous Mizmar. Amar Yehuda Breider V'Shemin Pasi Mitoch Shehischel B'Bichayisav Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mesayim B'Bichayisav Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You know what the answer is? Because since it's not the same thing, because this pasuk, the last pasuk, is about human beings. Kof lamed aleph is the first two psukim is we're talking about praising Hashem. Hinei baruch hu es Hashem.
And yivarech Hashem mitzion has nothing to do with praising.
And then sui dechem kodesh uvaruch hu es Hashem. Yivarech Hashem mitzion, you shall be blessed from tzion. It doesn't mention Hashem's name. It says who shall be blessed. It means the people shall be blessed.
Right.
But that's why we rather go and skip a whole mizmar. Baruch Hashem mitzion.
Okay,
so therefore they all have in common that we're
that's
blessing
why,
Hashem. That's
right.
Why we skip.
Right. Yeah.
Next. B'minchase detanisa mai amri, like in Spink, right? You tell me in Spink, they do this. They say they do on Yom Kippurim.
Oh, that's right.
What do you tell me in Spink?
Yeah. They do it
over here by Shemim. They do the Bruchlainen by Mincha. So, but you're supposed to buy b'minchase detanisa.
But he talks about every time. It's not just
every time. No. So dechanami. That's the whole lump. The lump is over here. Is what is the Mincha Yom Kippurim? Is the Mincha of Yom Kippurim? That's from the Rav. Who's the Rav? The Rav. Of Yoshe Ber Salavetchik, he has a lot of Torah on this. Yoshe Ber Salavetchik, you know, he has a lot of Torah on Moadim. All the big Rashivas, the heavyweights, their Torah is a lot more on Noshim and Nezikin. Of Yoshe Ber, he forged new Torah, a lot of very choshev Torah on Moadim, and he has a lot of Torah on this topic. What is the din of Mincha Yom Kippur? Is Mincha Yom Kippur a din of Yom Kippur? Or is Mincha Yom Kippur din of a tainus sibur? So he has a lot of Torah to prove that the Mincha of Yom Kippur is a din of tainus sibur.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a din of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Shachris, is Musaf, and Ni'ilah. But Mincha on Yom Kippur is a Naya din. It's a din of a tainus sibur. And over here it says b'minchase detanisa of a tainus. Every tainus you say they do duchen, that would be a raya why taka you should duchen. It's a raya to what you just said. So we're doing speakers. If you learn that mincha is a din of Yom Kippur, so then you already did duchening already twice. Midaraisa, you only have to duchen once. You don't need to duchen twice. In Eretz Yisrael, they duchen by Shacharis and on Shabbos twice. What do they do? I don't know what they do.
Just Shacharis every morning.
But what about Shabbos and Shabbos? They duchen twice or only by Musaf? They duchen.
I don't know
what they do. So it could very well be, because it's a halacha, you only duchen once. It's only mitzvah duchen once.
Uh-huh.
So it could be, maybe I'm making a mistake, I do not know, that you only duchen by Musaf and you don't duchen by Shacharis. Because it's only a din that's a halacha.
In Metz Yisrael, they only duchen during Musaf, not by Shacharis.
I don't know. If that's true, then you would ask the kash, so we already duchen. So why are you duchening again by Mincha? It's a naya din. There's a din of duchen.
I think Rashi points out
something here. Mikveh Yisrael Moshioi. Hashem is the mikveh of Yisrael. He's their savior. Be'eis Sara at the time of trouble.
Yeah.
And the third pasuk, Lamed Tiek Yish Nidham. Why she like a person that's Nidham? That is confused or that is silent. Kegibor, like a gibor lo yuchal lo yishia. Okay, so that's what you say by mincha.
Look what Rashi says. Mchasad v'nisa. He points out something here.
Shenoisim by kapayim, they do nesis kapayim. Ma she'en kein b'shar minoches, minoches.
Not minoches, minches.
Shar minches mishum shichris.
Shichris.
In intoxication.
Where does chikris deal with?
Shichris. On a regular, only a mincha of a tainus. On a regular mincha like today by mincha, they do it every time. They do my mincha. So Rashi says not because only one time, it's because people are drunk. People drink. You're not allowed to duchen if you're intoxicated.
So it could be they're intoxicated.
On a regular, on a regular weekday, there's a chashash that they have something to drink.
And don't forget, back then the common drink
was
yayin.
A reviyas of yayin. A reviyas of yayin. You're not allowed to duchen.
Wine was cheap also.
But what about on Yom Kippur?
You're fasting.
You're fasting. Therefore, that's right. Why they do it. Can I bring myself the tainus of Perek Basra? Fine. So therefore, what is the sukkim? The sukkim, what we deal with, they deal with it with tahara. Mikveh Yisrael Moshioi. Who do you got over here? Who's this? Rabbi Sholiman? Oh, Rabbi Sholiman is on the phone. Gevaldik. We're on Daf Lamed Tes. I'm a base towards the bottom.
Me.
Towards the bottom, the very bottom of the page. Rabbi Yisrael Moshioi. You see, right when you said your name, You came on at the moment when we said your name. Mikvei Yisrael. His name was Yisrael Lehman. Marcus Lehman II. Mr. Goldberg, do you know who Marcus Lehman is? Do you know the famous Marcus Lehman?
Okay, let's continue.
Okay, Mikvei Yisrael, Moshiach Be'Israel, Lamatiyah Ki Ger Baretz, Lamatiyah Ki Ish Nitam, Ki Gibor Lo Yuchel Hashiach. Next, B'ni'ila, the Yom that you put in Miami.
What do you say,
Nila? Miami, Daf Mem Amad Alf. We turn the page now. This is the most important part of the Daf. Ni'ila, the Yom Kippurah,
Miami.
B'ni'ila, the Yom that you put in Miami.
Ah, so they used to duchen B'ni'ila.
Avad, all right, now it's Yisrael.
Till today, they do that?
Yeah, for sure. Because it gets dark there right away. We would probably duchen in America also, if not for the fact that it gets dark very late. And if you have you would be, you have to duchen when it's still light.
Yeah, they say when it's still sun and still.
So then what are you going to do? So okay. my army, my zutra, the army of my sister, my heine, ki chen yivarech gover, yirei Hashem, yivarech ha Hashem yitzion, yirei betub yirushalayim, koi mecha yech, rei vanu levanecha shalom al Yisrael. Good. So therefore you say that, now the Moritz Kasha, when do you say, we learned over here, Murdi Gemara, three psukim for each tefillah, we learned over there, if you only learned this, it was the Dakadai to come today. Is that what you say during the weekday, you say three psukim after each bracha, a Shabbos Musaf different, and then by tainus, four different categories. There are four different oifanim of birchas kohanim. There's birchas during the weekday, birchas kohanim Shabbos Musaf, birchas kohanim mincha on the tainus, and birchas kohanim on the ilah. Kinege, the four different holy things that you can have on you right now, it's going to be Lag B'Omer now. Bar, you're not going to say that, you shouldn't say that, because if you didn't count Sphere yet, you shouldn't really say that. You can still make a bracha, be careful. Don't say what it is tonight, because then it'll be a shayl if you make a bracha.
Let's continue.
Okay? There are four things that go on your head that are holy. What are the four things? It's very important, if you only came for this, because I. There are four things you put on your head that are holy. Tzitz, Tzillin, Shemana Mishcha, and the Seor of a Nazir, of the Nazir. Can a kohen gadol be a nazir? If a kohen gadol can be a nazir, you can have all three, all four. The sar, pera, is kodesh here. The shemen hamishcha is kodesh. The tefillin is kodesh. And the tzitz is kodesh l'Hashem. Four things.
So the Gemara says, Bar Yochai, Moshach, Tashrech.
It says in one of the piyut, when you're singing the Bar Yochai tonight, it says in the piyut there, he had three. He had the shemen hamishcha. He had the tzitz. It says the tzitz. You wrote for the tzitz.
What's
the
kohen?
So it says in the piyut.
What's the shemen hamishcha? Yeah.
Shemen hamishcha. He wasn't a melech either. It's a pella. Yeah. Shemen hamishcha, the tzitz, and the tefillin. It says the piyut of Bar Yochai, you're going to see. Look, all
three. Yeah, I remember.
And now there's four. There's this kodosh ye gadol perasai roisha. Four things. There are four different parts of Birchas Kohanim. Four different parts. Now, where do you say it? Where do you say what part?
Where do you put it?
Where do you put it? I lost place of where do you say what part? Rav Yosef Amar ben kol bracha bracha. In between each bracha, in other words, after he said Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha. Amen. Now the kohen, now the tzibur says the first pasuk. Then when they finish the second bracha, is Yoyer Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. Then they say Amen, and then they say the pasuk. Then they say Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. They say the pasuk. Rav Sheishes Amar behaskaras Hashem. When they say Hashem, Hashem's name, that's when you're supposed to say the pasuk. Say machloikis. You say the pasuk when you say Amen, or you say the pasuk when they say Hashem's name.
And today we do neither.
We do nothing. Today we have other psukim. So what happened today?
Not another psukim. We say it.
We say other psukim.
We say it at the end of the word.
At each word. So what's the pshat? L'choy the pshat, because it's not the base hamidash. Our birchah, this is a very big shayla. It's a very big chakira. It's kedai to cover this, is that when we do birchas kohanim bezman hazeh, the raisa, the rabbanon, is part of the avoida. Part of the avoida, our birchah is only midrabbanon. And some even want to go so far to say that it's like a zeichel mikdash. You have shapella? It's a zeichel mikdash. It's not even a real birchas kohanim.
Even in Eretz Yisrael?
It's only Yisrael, and certainly in chutz laretz, it's only like a zeichel mikdash. And that's why we don't do it too often. And the koyach, the toikif of the brachas, it's not really, it doesn't have the toikif of the brachas, because it's only like a zeichel mikdash. Could you say such a thing? We don't say the
psukim. Well, of course not, because you don't have the shekhinah rest between. It's not to say, but it has a lot of weight.
So that's part of the question. The how much weight does it really have? That's part of the question. If it's mamish, it's a zeichel mikdash, it doesn't have much weight.
Then you're totally being matcha that sefer.
No, so we have to say that it does have weight. We don't.
Of course, it
does
has have weight. Of course,
the different the dargas. Nee. Fine. Rav Shesh, Rav Baskar, Sashem, Rav Baskar, Sashem. Far Pligibor, Rav Mori.
One second. Yeah.
Pligibor, Rav Mori.
Pligibor,
Rav Zvid. Mori. I thought that was an English name. Mori. Pligibor, Rav Mori, Rav Zvid. Kind of one says Psukah Lekal Psukah. Now, how do you one pasuk opposite the next one? Kind of one says V'chad Omar Al Kol Psukah Omar.
So
what does that mean?
Yeah.
Means is that when the Kohanim say Yivarecha,
yeah,
they say Yivarecha. So you say the first pasuk. When they say Yisa,
they say
whole pasuk. Yoer Hashem Vavirunecha. So then you say the second pasuk, and then when they say Yisa, you say the third pasuk.
How is he saying different than before?
No different. The second opinion says after each bracha you say all three.
After each
bracha, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Amen. Now rattle off all three psukim.
Oh.
And then when they do Yoer, say all three psukim.
You review the same.
Do all three. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, look at the top on the page. Baskar b'sukah v'sukah kishakai hanim oimim pasuk rishon
v'hin oimim
the top line of Rashi.
Yeah.
Kishakai hanim oimim pasuk rishon v'hin oimim echad me'elu. Uvisheni, hoy esasheni, uvishlishi esashlishi, vichem b'musa, vichem b'mincha, shari kulam shloisha shloishahem. And then the Rash does not explain the next mandiyama, but the next mandiyama, you see all three in one shot. Okay, let's go right to here. Chemin al kabzuz of Amal Hulku, Amrav Chibaraba, Kolo Oimran, Bigvulin, Ene Elatoya. Anyone who says Bigvulin is, in other words, you're not supposed to say Birkos Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. Now, what does that mean? What is it going on? Rashi, so Niskanu Loimar El L'Chvoyd Shem HaMiyuchad HaNiskar B'Migdash. Oh, the Psukim. That's the answer to our question. How come today you don't say the Psukim? Mr. Goldberg, did you ever see someone say these Psukim during Birkos Kohanim? They say what it says in the Siddur. What it says in the Siddur is not what it says in the Gemara.
So Kolo Imran means the Psukim.
Because the Psukim were only meant to be said when you say the Shem HaMefayrosh, the special name of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't say today the Shem HaMefayrosh. We do not say today the Shem HaMefayrosh.
But by the way, when the Kahal says these Psukim, they don't say the Shem HaMefayrosh when mentioned
no,
Hashem's name.
No, of course
name,
not.
Just
course
the Kahanim.
Only right. They don't say they say Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. They don't
right,
say Hashem HaMefayrosh.
Right.
So these Psukim that we have just learned about are only were established to be said when you say the Shem, the Hashem's name,
that's
the way
that
it's
that was only
pronounced. Yeah. It's a different pronunciation. How do you pronounce Hashem's name? I don't remember. Someone once told me how you pronounce it. You pronounce it with the oitzers of Ahava. Ahava. So take Yud Kei Vav Kei, and you put a pot in front of the Yud.
Yeah, you said it's over, Shabbos.
Not the way they have in the Siddur. The article, they took it out. The article is a very strange Zach. You want to go, I'll show you. This is where they broke with tradition, the art scroll. You see Yud Kei Vav Kei? Are there any Nekudas?
No.
Look at the classic Hasidic.
I know, they all have Nekudas. The same Nekudas as Adna.
You see this? There's a Hamish Hasidah. There's also got a Hamish Hasidah. You see, look at Yud Kei Vav Kei. You see? You see the Nekudas?
Yeah.
What are the Nekudas? This is...
Yeah.
These are different Nekudas.
This is also different. It's also this.
No. The Yud is... It's a Chat of Patach. We have... Look, I'll show you what I mean.
Look at the old Siddur.
In the beginning of the Siddur, there's a Shva... Because really, it's this. You see, it's this. It's a patach.
How's that pronounced?
It's really like a shva. Mm-hmm. It's a quick patach.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have Hashem's name, it's really a patach.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? It's a
name.
So this is really a patach because it's like when you say Hashem Ado, the Aleph is not a regular patach. It's a chat of patach.
I got it.
Really is a shva.
I got it.
Do. And then the cholam is so that's not the way you put that's not the way you pronounce Hashem's name.
Right.
That is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud to remind you that Shloikish Ani Nikra Ani Nikra.
By the way, since you're talking about Ivra, I'm going to ask you a serious question because someone told me I was saying him is. I said everybody says it like that. And he says no. Look, I want to make sure that I I'm right. I'm sorry by hollow. Just for a second because this is very important. Everybody pronounces the way how I say, but he heard me. He said, no, How do you pronounce this word?
The way I want to say Hashem's name now, but it's an Aleph followed by a Mapake. Elo Ah.
Right, right.
Aleph. First you say an Aleph, and right. then you do a Mapake. It's only two letters.
So
Elo, do an Aleph. Ah. Ah. Not a hey. Ah. And you end off with a Mapake.
How do you? So just say the letter.
I'll say because you're allowed to say for learning
just
purposes.
Just the letter. No.
It's ah, ah.
Are you sure?
It's not ha. It's wrong. It's ah.
Poseach. How do you say poseach? It's the same thing.
It's ach. Poseach. The ches. Right. How do you do the ches? It's aleph, ah, and you end off with a ches.
And here?
Here it's an aleph, and you end off with a mapake.
And how do you
ah.
say
Ah,
a lot of people don't say it like that.
It's not good.
So you know what he told me? He said just like Zipsayach, same thing.
That's right.
No, and he said the same thing. You say the same thing also. You don't pronounce the hey. You say
you do pronounce that at the very end.
So he was wrong. Okay.
No, it's first an aleph sound.
I got it.
It's like poseach. The way is posay like noach. No. Everyone does noach correctly.
Right.
No, ach. It's not noach.
What about here? How do you say this? How do you say the ches with the...
The ches is meant to be said as a segel. It's a little bit faster.
But do you think it's a mispronounced? V'sechzena. Not v'sechzena. V'sechzena.
No, it's fine. The only thing is that this is a milara. It's like those who say lobel. It's milara. V'sechzena.
I got it. So they emphasize the nun.
The nun, but the ches is supposed to be said a little bit quicker. Whenever you have two dots... A vertical to that, it means that that letter, the vowel, you pronounce it quickly.
I got it.
Less time. So it's v'sechezeno. You have to say the ches, you have to practice. Most people cannot do it.
How do you say echad with the dalet without being marach?
Well,
no, with being marach,
really
the dalet.
It's really a T. You can't. Impossible. It's really a TH. Echad.
Right.
But no one does that, so you can't do it.
I've seen people do it.
Echad. What are you going to do?
Tiyas, I think, could do it.
If you do a T-T-H, echad.
So that's the correct way of saying a dalet.
But we don't do it today like that. So now if you do it the way we do a dalet, it's impossible to be marach on the dalet. Right, you can't do it.
Because then it changes the meaning. You say
echad. There's nothing to do, right? You're either, all right.
So people marach the ches.
No way does it say marach the ches.
I know, but that's what people
do. Moshe says, it's a whole shayla of it. It says, there's no such thing.
But that's what people do.
No, they're not.
You never heard people saying echad.
They're doing this time because they want to be marach.
No, because you want to be mechaven.
The Hashem is on the eighth heaven.
The seven Hashem is on top.
And
it says, have you seen people on Machpat to go like this? They actually demonstrate while they're saying it. Says the Mishmura.
Not a Kabbalist.
The finger. You never seen that?
I'm a cannibalist, not a Kabbalist.
No, you never seen
that. We got to go weiter. Okay, let's go weiter.
Next, okay.
I'm not from the Rashbis tonight. He'll tell us about all this Sisrei Torah.
I'm sorry for interrupting because when you're talking about...
Okay, it's good. Fine. Why you say because in the Gulen, you're not supposed... In Gulen, these Pesukim were only said in honor of Hashem, the Shema Mefarash. Which was said in the Beis HaMikdash. Even the Beis HaMikdash. So he holds, Rabbi Chanina holds, that you should not say these Pesukim, even why not. It's disrespectful. If I'm talking to you, if Hashem is giving you a bracha, so when you pay attention, the greatest respect...
Maybe that's the reason why it's spink, they don't do that.
You should listen. If your master is giving you praise, is giving you a blessing, what is the proper thing to do? It's to be attentive. It's to listen. It's to pay close attention. I disagree. You should say, why? You should say it.
What do you mean by masbir panim?
What happened? Did it go off this thing over here by mistake? Are you sure you're here?
You have to show that
it's important. Therefore, by saying psukim, it's a way. It adraba. The Gemara's nusuch is masbir lo panim. What is Rashi Taishu Mazal upon him? Laharesh Shabirchas Rabbi Chashuviloi, Varevolov, Vitigmol Lerabbi Allah Bekach, and you are Vitigmol.
And how are you demonstrating that by saying those
psukim? By saying the psukim. Visagmul, Near the Vesagma. Okay, next piece of Gemara. Next Shtickle Gemara. Next. Amar Rebbe Avohu Meresh. Rebbe Avohu was a very humble person. We're going to see why in the Gemara. Very famous Gemara.
The Rebbe in the beginning.
And Rebbe Avohu also was a member of the government. He had a badge.
Oh, yeah.
He had a badge. My great grandfather was a member of the Polish Sejm. And he went on a train and they were harassing him as a rabbi. They were harassing him. When he got off the train, he went to the policeman. And he pulled out, opened up his jacket, and he had sewn in his jacket a badge that you're a member of the Poli, like the Imam, a member of Ka. And they saw that badge, the policeman sit it, because you have that badge, it means Imamish, and he told them, these people have them arrested. And those people, they couldn't believe it. They didn't know what happened to them, because they thought they were just coming to anti-Semitism, the rabbi, a person with a beard on the train, mm-hmm. and they were put in jail.
Rabbi Avohu
was a member of the government, and Rabbi Avohu was a very humble person. He was a very big darshan.
So he said Meresh in the beginning.
Meresh originally, Havamin, I would say, Havamin luhu luhu luhu, Kevon dechazin lebi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu, I used to say it. Meresh, originally, Havamin luhu. I would say these pesukim when they did Birchas Kehanim. I would say the pesukim. Kevon dechazin lebi Avohu demin akoy. Deloy Omar, when I saw that Rabbi Avohu the Min Akoi did not say the psukim, it's a pelvic, because I guess an Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, also I stopped saying it. I was Mevatel my Das to the Das of my Chaverim. Another example of Revo's godless, Meresh Hava Amin, I would say, in this Sona Ana, I would say, I'm a humble person. I used to always think in my mind, I would say, if you want to know humility is, I'm your guy. I will teach you humility.
What's the pshat in that?
Because he was a real deal. Anivus doesn't mean you make yourself into nothing. It means you know what you're holding. I was a humble person. Kevin the chazina leil Rabbi Abba the min Akka. When I swear by the min Akka, the Amar iu chad tama. He said one time, the Amar amoy rei chad tama. They were learning the Gemara, and he had a loudspeaker. He was a Magid Shir. Rabbi Abba the min Akka was a Magid Shir. And the Magid Shir would have a loudspeaker, someone with a loud voice that would give over the shir to the public. Sometimes the loudspeaker, he would want to say his own chidushim. He would say his own chidushim. He would embellish the shir, the chazaras hashir. When you and your shir, Mr. Goldberg, do you have a chazaras hamaimer, a chazaras hashir? There's a person that gives the shir, and then there's a person that's in charge to review the shir with the talmidim. He would say it over, chaz it over. And the one that gave it with chaz over, he would sneak in his own chidushim. He would sneak in his own chidushim, chatam v'loy kapit.
So one second, Rabbi Avohu, when he spoke,
when he gave over the shir, he gave the shir.
I mean, chatam,
he would
give
a reason. He would say lom shavart. And the amoyer means when the chayzer. The amoyer means the loudspeaker. When the person would give
would
over,
say over
would
chatam.
Say over the shir. He would say over a different reason. He would go and he would embellish the shir with different reasoning.
Okay.
So normally, and now, and the word would get back. Correct. He's like the Metagram. Correct. He's like the Metagram. So normally, the person that gave the shir would be insulted. He would be insulted. That's not what I said in the shir. You go. Who gave you permission? Who gave you permission to go say your own shir? I'm the Magid Shir. Teach the Talmidim my chidushim. Don't teach them your chidushim. V'loy kapit. And it was not makpit. He was not makpit. Amina. So then I said to myself, Lav in vosona ana. I'm not humble. I'm not humble. I'm not. There are people out there really who want to get the gold medal for humility. There are other people out there that are even greater. It's like, you know, until I met Rabbi Sholeman, I thought I knew what godless was. When I met Rabbi Sholeman, oh, then I see. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I was not makbid.
He was not makbid. Loi kapit.
So what's the next one?
I said I'm not humble.
I said I'm not humble.
There are people that are more humble than me.
So the Gemara says, what's the Nevis?
What was his original Nevis? What was his original? My anvisanuse de Rabbi Avohu. What was his original Nevis? So the Gemara is the Mordecai story. The Amru luhu de bisu de amoyre de Rabbi Avohu.
The wife of
the loudspeaker of Rabbi Avohu, which was Rabbi Abba de Min Akoy, not Rabbi Abba de Min Akoy. No, whoever he was, she went and she said to the wife of Rabbi Avohu, like the wife of the Shamish, said to the wife of the Rosh Hashiva. She says, you know, your husband, he's not so great. My husband is just as great as your husband. So the wife of Rabbi Avo was very insulted. So she went, she told her husband that that the wife of the Shamus,
so let's learn it inside,
went and insulted her. So he told his wife, so maybe he's right. What's the big deal? What difference does it make? That's godless.
So let's see inside.
So my anvisanusa Rabbi Avo, the Amrulay, the Bisu, the wife, the Amoyrei, of the loudspeaker, the Miturgamon, Rabbi Avo, lid the Bisse to the wife, the Rabbi Avohu, ha didon, loit sarach, didon means my husband. My husband, loit sarach le lididach, does not need your husband. Didon of your means, it's an expression, my husband doesn't need your husband.
And Rashi says, he's just as a chacham. Just like your husband.
Kam chacham. Vaha de gochen vizok, if the reason why my husband bends down to listen to your husband's shir, and then he says it over to the tzibur loud, and he bends down to listen, the zakif, he stands up straight and he gives it over, the zakif, alei, over your husband, he's just giving, my husband is a great talmud chacham, even bigger than you, and he gives honor to your husband, by making believe that your husband is a great Talmud Chacham and he serves in the capacity as a Miturgamon. But you should know, we all know the truth. We all know that my husband, he's greater than your husband. Mm-hmm. Ozla de Bisu, so Rabbi Avo's wife went.
I lost the plane. Ozla
de Bisu, so Rabbi Avo's wife went. V'amrulei l'Rabbi Avo. So Rabbi Avo's wife was insulted. So she told this Rabbi Avo. Omar lost. Rabbi Avo said to his wife, "Don't be insulted.
My
nafkalach mine. What difference does it? Mini umine yiskales ilo. Between me and him is Hashem's name praised. We're a team. Gesundheit. Gesundheit. He wants to make believe that he's the God of Hadar. So let him make believe he's the God of Hadar. What difference does it make? Is kavod shemayim. The ikur is there should be kavod shemayim. Try this at home. You go try this mice and see the world wars we will break out. The su. So therefore, what do you see, Rabbi Avo? You see from over here the godless, the humility of Rabbi Avohu. The Rabbi Avohu, he was able to swallow an insult. Okay, gvaldik story. The su. Another mice. Rabbi Avo. Imnu rabban ale lemim niye bereisha. They took a vote. In those days, there was no nepotism. The way you became a Rosh Hashiva is they took a vote. Democracy. Okay, democracy. Who is the greatest Talmud Chacham in the yeshiva? He will be the next.
So what does it mean? Imne Rabbanon?
They took a vote. Imnu Rabbanon Alei. They took a vote. L'mim Niyah Bereisha. To appoint him to be the Rosh HaYeshiva. So they told him, you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva. Now, with the Rosh, becoming the Rosh Hashiva comes a salary. Kesef. You pay the Rosh Hashiva. Like the Kohen Gadol. You have to be the Kohen Gadol. So Kevin the Chazil le Rabbi Abba de Min Akoi, Rabbi Avo saw that there was a Talmud Chacham by the name of Rabbi Abba de Min Akoi, the Nefish Shilei Balei Chayvois, he was a poor man, he had debt, he was in debt,
so,
and Rabbi Avo, some reason, didn't need the money,
right.
So he said, you know what, make him the Rosh Shiva, because he needs the money.
So I told him,
he gave up the kovod. Could you imagine all the kovod? Everyone comes, they bow down to you, they recite the Kiddush every night, they come and they worship you, take pictures of you the whole day. He needs the money. Let him be the Rosh Shiva. Omar Lahu, so he told the board. He told the members of the board of the yeshiva, Ika Rabba, there's a greater person that you should make the Rosh HaYeshiva. Rabbi Akoy, Rabbi, what was his name?
Abba the Makoy.
That's godless. Okay? Ika Rabba. Next mice, another mice.
Rabbi
Chia. There were two Talmidei Chacham in town. Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Iklu luhu astra, they went to visit, they went on a vacation, they went to Dacha. They went to the place, and they come, who's here, two Talmud Chachamim, so how do you mechaber the Talmud Chacham? Give us a drasha. The way you mechaber the Talmud Chacham is you mechaber them with giving a shir. So iklu luhu astra, Rabbi Avo darash, mechaber us. So they put up two signs, Rabbi Avo is giving a drasha, and Rabbi Chi is giving a drasha. Who would you go to, Mr. Goldberg? Whose drasha would you go to? Whose drasha would you go to? So there are two drashas being given. One drasha was being given Nagadata, and the other was given Nagadata. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Dorash b'Shmeitza. Shavku kol yalma. So everyone went to whose shir? They went to Rabbi Avo's shir, who gave a shir Nagadata.
It was easier.
And no one, and the kol yalma Rabbi Chiya. They all abandoned Rabbi Chiya bar Abba via Azul Gabi Rabbi Avo. Cholash daite. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba had chalisha sadas. He was like sad. Amalus, yes. So Rabbi Avo told him, don't have chalisha sadas. Amalei em shelcha mashal. Don't, let me give you a mashal. L'mod v'doyme, l'shne b'nei adam. Echad meicher avonim toivois. One person, there are two shops in Avenue J. On one shop, they're selling diamonds. V'echad meicher minei sidkis. The 99 cent store. There's Grand Sterling, and next door to Grand Sterling is the 99 cent store. So which one has more customers?
So sitkas means
garbage. Sitkas means shmatis.
Things that women use.
Yeah, like, and anim. Things that are threads, very little value.
Threads.
99 cent store. 99 cents on Grand Sterling. Which one gets more traffic every day?
The 99 cents.
99 cents gets a lot more traffic. So Almi Kaifsin, who do they go to? Loyal Zesh Shemaicha Mine Sitkis. Who goes into Grand Sterling and don't even let you in? You have to be buzzed in. They want this 99 cents store. The doors are wide open. All the Pakistanians go in there, and all the who knows who go in there. But in the Grand Sterling, by appointment only, let you in over there. So he told him, you know why everyone came to my share? Because I'm like the 99 cents store. You're like Grand Sterling. That's why only a few people come to appreciate. It's lonely on the top. It's lonely on the top. So therefore, don't be upset that they went to me. He tried to give him the chumah. He's trying to give him the chumah.
Why would they rather go things that are less valuable than...
No, because that's what people need. It's practical. Oh, it's practical, but it's shmatis.
And it's affordable.
It's affordable, and it's shmatis. It's not worth anything.
Same thing here also.
So therefore, he tried to be mefayesim. Right. Don't be insulted. They can't. It's not because I'm greater.
Right.
It's because adarabah, I'm selling shmatis, and you're selling diamonds.
So the Gemara continues.
So the Gemara says he wasn't happy. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, after that beautiful piece called Yom, ordinarily when they walk together every single day, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would be melave, would give cover to Rabbi Abba, would escort him home.
Yeah.
But because on this day Rabbi Avo saw that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was insulted, he tried to be mefayis him. Rabbi Avo escorted Rabbi Chiya home. He did it the other way around. He is going to give him the mechayis him. Called him ordinarily, have him melave Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Avo, add Ushbiz until his home. Mishum Yikaru the Bekesa, because Rabbi Avo was also a member of the government. Right. He had a badge. He went to the coronation. Ahuyum on that day, Alve Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chiba Rabba. That day, Rabbi Avo escorted Rabbi Chiba Rabba ad Ushbize in order to nefayis him. He could not have, he was not comforted. Bizman, Shashliach Tzibo, Moidim, Ha'omahim, Oimim, when the people, when the Shliach Tzibo is Moidim, this is the Baravus the Gemara. When you say Maidim, what do you say?
Okay, it's almost 8:35. Okay,
I can't hold back. It's such a delicious Gemara. What do they say? They say I'm a Rav, so I have many opinions. This is the famous Rav Papa Gemara. Rav Papa always makes compromises.
So they say
Moidim Anachnu Loch. Hashem Elokeinu Al Sha'onu Moidim Loch. We thank you.
So a different Moidim.
We know. We say this in the Moidim. That's the very end. That's the beginning of the end.
Oh, Moidim.
Al Sha'anachnu Moidim Loch. So Rashi is very precise. What is the Al Sha'anachnu Moidim? Look at how Rashi touches the Moidim. It's a very important Rashi. If you only learn this Rashi, it would be Kedai to come. It's a very important Rashi.
You
thank Hashem for what? Al shenosata bili benu lihiyois divukim boch umoidim loch. We thank you, Hashem, for inspiring us to cleave to you and to thank you. We thank you for putting in our minds the idea that we should thank you. Take nothing for granted. Not only do we thank you, Hashem, we thank you for giving us the idea or the desire to thank you. Ad kedei kach. That's what Rav says you should say. When the Shliach Tzibur says Moidim, why can he be Moitzi us? Gratitude is no din of Shliach Tzibur. Gratitude you have to do on your own. So when the Shliach Tzibur says Moidim, you have to say your own version of the Moidim. Moidim Drabanan. This is called the Moedim Drabanan. What's Moedim Drabanan? Al Moedim Anach Mach, Al Shalach Moedim Mach. That's what we say a lot more. We say a lot more Gavayim the Gemara. What do we say? Ushmuel Amar Elokei Kol Basar. We thank Al Shanu Moedim Lach. Rabbi Simoy Oimer Yoitzreinu Yoitzeh Bereishis Al Shanu Moedim Lach. Mahardoy Amri Mishmei Rabbi Simoy Brachois Vilhoidois Lashimcha Hagadol Al Shechi Sanu Vikiamtanu Al Shanu Moedim Lach. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Messiah Bohachi.
See, it's a kabtzeinu, we don't say.
The words which Muslim Girsi have, I'm sure there's a Girsi. Five opinions. Famous is Rav Papa does in every piece of Gemara. Rav Papa was the great diplomat.
You say everything, but...
Eilu v'eilu.
But it's not exactly
Therefore, nimrinu l'kulu. That's why it's called the Modim D'Rabbanan. What's the Modim D'Rabbanan? The Modim of the rabbis. All the rabbis. There are 5/6 rabbis. There's five. What should you say for Modim? We have 5 rabbis. 5 Rabbanans. 5 rabbis. So we take them all together, and we merge them. We morph them all into one. And that's why it's called the Modim of the Rabbanan, of all the rabbis. All the rabbis, and who's the one that put them all together? Rav Papa.
Yeah.
And this is his derech. How many times in Shas does Rav Papa do this? I think he does this 24 times in Shas.
Are you serious?
24 times in Shas. You should know, you learned already Shas 37 times.
That he takes together all
he
of
takes,
them?
He takes, Rav Papa's, that's why that he always, whenever there's a big machlaikis, he always puts everyone together. He makes a compromise. Makes a, and that's why by the Siyam, it's always, Rafa my papa, Rachash my papa, Abba Mori my papa. How do all the papas go? Abba papa, Mori my papa, Rafa my papa, Rachash my papa. All the papas. Why? Because he was coil everyone together.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, when you learn the Masechta, you want to take everything you learned in the whole Masechta, you want to bring it all together.
Yeah.
Just like a papa brought everything together.
Yeah.
We have to stop over here. That's only one reason why. Also, you had 10 sons.
Gvaldik.
Kineged.
But why Taka is his name mentioned by...
Enjoy the festivities.
I just hope I don't go deaf from the loud noise.
No. Should I come with you?
I forgot to bring my earplugs.
Am I in?
Yeah, come. It's good food, come.
I hear there's a fire outside. That's what I was
You can
thought.
Go to Voretsky also.
Is that true? Is there a bonfire?
The flappers are going to stink tonight for fire.
Is there a bonfire? I hear there's a fire in our Yitzchak. Is that true?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Come. You go to Voretsky also.
Is there any brushes?
No, the fire starts at 9:30.
What, are the brushes
also? Good food.
Also?
You want to come with me? Come.
I think I'm
food.
Okay,
Shkoyle. We'll come back to Rabbi Schmidman over here. All right, thank you for coming.
By the way, you should know, it's not exactly, there are some words we omit. Remember he said there, you don't say.
All right.
But is that the reason why it's called Moed Rabbanan?
Yes.
Because of...
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yes.
I never knew that. That's I bet you ask a lot of people.
Is there a
shiur
tomorrow night?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to be tomorrow night.
No shiur tomorrow
night. Why not?
I would like Stroll, but Strollino is not good.
You
want to
give it
on Skype?
I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. just we had oats.
So he left the wine going to the Suda?
No, I'm going to the
What's the Rav have? What's the Rav plan?
After Meyer.
What does he have?
Try to come back.
What do you buy?
No?
Yeah, it's good food in there.
What?
I didn't suffer, I didn't have good food in there.
So come on, you're very good food. Very good food. What happened to the sea?
I'm not.
Yeah. I'm going to the food.